This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, thanks for being here. It's 6:10 in the morning, Monday morning.
Happy Monday.
Well, like one of the best times of the week, 6:10 in the morning on a Monday.
My favorite.
I know. Well, look, this week we're starting something really fun. Your chance to win the $1,000 cash stimulus on Alice.
What?
You heard me. All right, I'll say it again. Your chance to win the $1,000 cash stimulus on Alice. Starting this Thursday at 7:05. Every hour we'll have your chance to win this $1,000 cash stimulus. So we'll give you a code word and you text it to the number that we give you. And you could win $1,000. For more info on this, get yourself all ready for it. Visit radioalice.com/rules. Rules for everything. We were just talking about the royal family, and we're going to do that. We're going to really talk about the Oprah thing with Meghan and Harry coming up at 7 o'clock. But in the meantime, I've got a couple of just, wow, fun little stories. Guess who got married in Vegas again?
I believe I saw this, so it's not fair for me to guess.
All right.
And when I saw it,
Nicole
I
sent me the story, and Bryn and I already talked about it. So I'm just going to tell you, it's Nicolas Cage, which, look, it was, in all fairness, well over a year ago that whole four-day marriage happened. It feels like yesterday, but it did happen over a year ago, and then he met this new girl, and they've been together a year, and they planned this. I just think that the fact that he went to Vegas makes us all feel like, oh, no.
No, he lives in Vegas.
Yeah, but still, you got married in Vegas. You know, it's just that, the sound of that. The sound of that. If you live in Vegas.
There. It's okay if you live there, though.
I think. But if you live there, it's still, you should go to Napa.
Sure.
Otherwise, the headline is Nick Cage got married again in Vegas. This one has already lasted far longer than the last one. He married a woman named Riko Shibata back on February 16th. We're pushing a month here. It's a long termer. He's 57.
I think the thing that stood out to me when I saw the little story was, one, she's 26.
Look at her face in this photo that Bryn is showing us. She is a child. Nicole,
26.
You're not a child.
I'm only a year older than her, so I'm like, that could be me, but I don't want it to be me.
Are you kidding me? You want it to be you. Come on, international superstardom. You just married Nick Cage. Woo-hoo!
He appears to be... And I know he was married to Patricia Arquette, so they're and what, the
Lisa
Presley
Marie Presley
lady?
Yeah.
But he's later in life, he's absolutely sticking with Asian women, so yes. you wouldn't be an
his
option.
His last three marriages,
Nicole.
Oh, sorry
oh,
Nicole,
man,
you're out of the running.
Broken. Oh,
yeah. You know, I look at her and I think, well, I was 26 when I got married too, and you know who I didn't marry? My grandpa. So, look. What do they call these December-May relationships? The one person is far further along the timeline than the other.
Oh, he's not in December already, is he?
He's November. He's Thanksgiving anyway, Vin, you know? I mean,
God.
I'm not saying he's...
What is he, in his 50s?
56. Okay. Sorry, 57. Still, I mean, he's got 31 years on her.
I don't get it, but I, you know, I just sort of went, wow, 26. Okay. Well, I don't know what her deal is. We all know his deal. He's crazy.
Mm. That is his deal, isn't it? I love Nick Cage. You know, I think
too.
That he's made some of my Raising Arizona. Come on. Valley Girls? I love that movie.
Valley Girls was good.
I haven't watched it in a while. I bet oh my God. Peggy Sue Got Married? Love that. Lots of, God, Leaving Las Vegas. He's great.
National
Face
Treasure.
Off. What's that?
National Treasure.
Oh my God.
Great
my kids
movie.
I loved
that movie.
I think there's like three of those too.
I liked him in The Matchstick Men.
Two.
He's got a bunch of good
He's great.
Movies under us. He got a bunch
of
junk,
a lot
too,
of horrible ones, right? Oh God, what's the one? The
Croods. He's been doing The Croods.
No, the superhero
okay,
one.
That's My House.
Where he's the dad of the girl who's like Supergirl or super.
But there's
Incredibles?
Like cussing and stuff. No, there's
no. It's like a rated R movie where these kids are superheroes and he's been training his.
I can't remember, but he also, you know what? The Weatherman movie is really good that he did.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. Anyway, Nick Cage, y'all, we all know who he is. We like him. Personal life is just as exciting as his movie life because, the woman's name is Riko Shibata. She is 26. He's 57. They married on February 16th in Vegas, where he lives. Of course, he got married there. He confirmed the news saying, "It's true, and we are very happy. We met in Japan over a year ago." He's now been married 5 times. First to Patricia Arquette, Lisa Marie Presley. His longest marriage was to his third wife, Alice Kim. And he has, I don't know if he's got kids with many of these women. Like maybe him and Patricia Arquette had that one kid who's older now and kind of making the news for being like werewolf Nick Cage. But I think he's got some kids with Alice Kim. They were together from 2004 to 2016. So
Let me just add Moonstruck, yes. Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Moonstruck's great. He's great.
Kick-Ass.
Oh, Kick-Ass is the movie. That's the one we were talking about, kid superhero ones.
It's he's got a lot of titles here.
Yep, a lot of them. Raising Arizona, though. Oh, my God, that movie.
Matchstick Man.
We reported that he had another movie coming out. It was called Willy's Wonderland.
And what was that about?
It was pretty goofy. It seemed like it was a bunch of stuffed animals that he was fighting. I forget the premise of it. But
that's right. But we were laughing our asses off at the trailer. Like that
the
was,
trailer was.
Repost that trailer. Put that trailer back up.
We should watch that because it's already out, or maybe not.
It's been released.
I think so.
Do we know where one of the multiple
maybe
streaming?
I'm tripping. Let me check.
Yeah,
I thought it would be great.
So in 2019, the last Vegas wedding that we all remember, he married a woman named Erica Koike, in Vegas, filed for an annulment 4 days later, and he was eventually granted a divorce. This particular wedding, though, he assures us, was not spontaneous. Nicholas says the date was chosen because it was his dad's birthday. TMZ has lots of photos from the wedding, so if you want to check that out and see this child bride, by all means. Go for it.
Willy's Wonderland came out February 12th, which
was not too long ago. On what service? I gotta write that down. I wanna see that.
Snap. Let's see. Where can I watch this? Oh,
where can
Voodoo.
We watch this?
The first thing that pops up is Voodoo. How do I watch this? Voodoo?
Voodoo? What the hell is Voodoo?
It's yet another show.
I don't know
service.
All the things. Let's see. Willy's Wonderland. Possibly on Voodoo. Is that VOODOO?
You could also watch it on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
It's $19.99 on Amazon Prime.
God, yeah. I'm buying that. Is it free if I'm already a Prime member? I mean, come on!
That's possible.
That is possible. That's, I think, the deal with Coming to America, because it was free.
Was that on Netflix? What was that on? Oh, that was an
Prime.
Amazon thing,
that
too.
That was
right?
on Prime. That's what I'm saying. It was free, just sitting there. Mm. Weird.
Because you're a Prime member.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of marriages, feels like this one came quick, but, love finds its way. Mackenzie Scott and Jeff Bezos. They divorced in, or split in 2019. I'm not sure if that was when the divorce was finalized or that was when the whole thing started. But January 2019 was a full year before the year of the pandemic. You know, early on in 2019, they were done after 25 years of marriage. And she has just wed a teacher from Seattle.
She just wed?
She just remarried.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Her real name is Mackenzie Scott now. She's not Mackenzie Bezos anymore.
Remember we speculated that that would be a hard thing for her being the richest woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy got her.
That guy got her.
All right.
From Seattle.
Good for him.
She's 50 years old and she wed a school teacher, Seattle school teacher. His name is Dan Jewett. So now she's Mackenzie Jewett, I guess. Dan is such a great guy, she said, and I'm happy. Oh, no, Jeff Bezos said this. Dan is such a, he knows Dan, I guess. It says Bezos, but that can't be her, right? That has to be him. Dan is such a great guy. I'm happy and excited for both of them. On Saturday, he added his name to Mackenzie Scott's page on the Giving Pledge. This is where really rich people pledge to give away at least half of their wealth during their lifetime, or at least half, the majority. This is like,
I remember reading about some of the contributions she made and thought they were incredibly thoughtful.
She really is putting some work into where she's putting her money. Warren Buffett, I think, is the founder of this thing. And I think him and the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, I think they're in this. And they do find incredible ways to get this money off of their balance sheet and onto someone else's. She's given away already $1.7 billion since splitting with Jeff, is it Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I was actually thinking I'm going to start a tally for every time I can't think of a word or I remember something wrong. Like, it's really getting bad. yikes. So he adds his name to her giving pledge, i.e. this is my money now, too, and I'm going to give away half of it. He said, it's strange to be writing a letter indicating I plan to be giving away the majority of my wealth during my lifetime, as I have never sought to gather the kind of wealth required to feel like saying such a thing would have particular meaning. So he's, on board with that. He says, I've been a teacher for the majority of my life, as well as a grateful student of the generosity of those around me. This has meant doing my best to follow their example by passing on resources of all kinds, from energy to material possessions, when I've had them to give. He referenced the marriage in the entry saying, and now, in a stroke of happy coincidence, I'm married to one of the most generous and kind people I know, Andrea Gist, and joining her in a commitment to pass on an enormous financial wealth to serve others. Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Scott broke up in early 2019, January 2019, after 25 years of marriage, 4 children. In that April, they reached a settlement that let her keep a 4% stake in Amazon that was valued at $38.3 billion at the time. And let's see what that's worth now. Looks like about they're not saying her full net worth at this moment. But at the time, she walked with $38 billion. And I want to say it's approaching $100 billion. Like, for some reason, the bigger the money, the faster it grows. And also Amazon the whole time. She has become a pretty committed philanthropist. In December, she detailed how she donated about $4.2 billion to 384 organizations over the previous 4 months. And I think that might be what you're referencing. Remember, we were looking through some of that stuff? Like, clearly some real research had been done. Mm-hmm. And the update before that, in July, she said she'd given nearly $1.7 billion to various charities since signing the Giving Pledge. So we're looking at closer to $6 billion that she's done so far. She is currently the 22nd richest person in the world. Bezos is her ex is number one with $177 billion. Briefly eclipsed by Elon Musk, who has seen about $26 billion go away in the last week.
Mm, He's poor.
He's poor. He's only got like $150 billion or something.
So his stock in Tesla went down? What's his...
Yeah,
what's
his...
down?
Let me find this. Oh, yeah. Tesla tanked last week.
Tanked.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
so
it hurts. It hurts. It's hurting me. It's stabbing me.
That too. I'm dying right now.
He lost $27 billion last week.
You know what? I know people who have Teslas. I've looked at Teslas. I honestly came to the conclusion after last year, I don't trust the power company to give me power every day so that I could have one of those cars. I will never get an electric car because of that reason. Mm. You know, we get consistent power for a while. Yeah. I might, you know, change my mind. But
well,
right
you
now,
know, what you
Tesla
get
solar
is
power
you get the Tesla
wall, right?
solar power, and then it charges the Tesla wall unit, and then that
the
charges
power
the car.
From someone else, I can't read. And
and then, by the way, then your car is your generator for your house because it feeds it back.
And I'll tell you another thing. Go try to find a generator, everybody.
Oh,
good
my
luck.
God.
It's crazy. I found one. So I have one on order that I've had to pay up front for. So there's that. But then I found one in Gilroy like yesterday or Saturday morning. And I called the guy. I'm like, do you have this right now? I will come get it right now. And he goes, yeah, we got that. Wait, hold on. And he comes back. I think we sold that already. I'm like, but it's on your website and you have it. You just said you're looking at it. Yeah, but it was like a weird, shady, all of a sudden they don't have it thing. And I'm like, dude, I'll give you $500 extra for that thing.
You said that?
Yes. You know how much money we've lost in food? That alone would make it worth getting the thing.
And did you get it?
No.
He didn't take your $500?
No.
You tried to bribe him and he went, no?
No, he said it was sold and we cannot, and I don't have any more. Mm. And you can't get them anywhere, ever.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
It's the weirdest thing. Anybody who's got problems, you know, in the summer with power, you better start looking
now. Get yourself some solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall. That's what you do.
Or a generator.
Those are loud. I say go for silent power. Electric. By the way, my electric car dead in my driveway. I'm getting it towed out of here. I can't get it started. Yeah, it's dead. The thing is dead.
I'm telling
anybody
you, I had
the same
experience.
It's fantastic. It's a fantastic car. If you can get it started, it's yours.
It's a great car. They have these small batteries. It's just like...
I'm done. Like, just tow that away. Get that out of my yard. Somebody give me some money for that.
Crazy.
That hunk of junk that doesn't run. I love that car, but I don't drive anymore. I realized when I was looking at the app going, why won't this thing start? I haven't driven it since December 12th. That's the last time I took that car out.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. Well, this whole thing, right now I'm like, get it out of my driveway, but this started about a month ago. So it had only been 2 months since I'd driven it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news?
One of my favorite places,
Disneyland,
might be reopening very soon. I have news for you about a possible reopening of Disneyland very soon after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.